The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call Act 3, Scene 21. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
Susie Hoppenstock from the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
I'm Claire Boswell from Style Weekly.
This is an all-singing, all-dancing show today. We're going to talk about West Side Story and a chorus line. Let's start with a chorus line, which is playing at Richmond Triangle Players through July 24th. Broadway dancers endure a grueling audition process that includes singing, dancing, and exposing their vulnerabilities. What'd y'all think?
The director, Justin Emilio, did a nice job making what is a very small stage for a chorus line feel adequate. I thought there were a lot of great performances. A lot of actors got to shine and kind of do what they do best in this production.
Well, I just want to jump in because I got some flack in my review because I mentioned that when you walked into the theater, the cast was already warming up on stage and noticed a number of them, men and women, were not built like classic Broadway dancers. And then when they started dancing, some of them really couldn't dance that well. Some people called me out saying, oh, but nowadays, you know, you have to embrace all body types. And that's great, in my opinion, if you're in middle school and you're doing a dance class or if you're playing, you know, everybody gets a gold star because they played the game or whatever. But if you're talking Broadway chorus line, there is a certain standard. And there is a song in the show called Dance 10 Looks 3. Even some of the men were a little chunky. And I was surprised because Broadway, especially in the 70s, they all look fantastic, kind of like they do in West Side Story, which we'll get to later.
You see, for me, I think it completely depends on the concept. I think you can do what they did, but then to have it in period garb, either take it to this other place or keep it with a traditional way, kind of having both seems a little disjointed to me.
I didn't have a problem with the body types, but I do think there were some people who maybe couldn't dance.
Exactly.
You know,
the actress who played Sheila in particular, I mean, this is a period piece, and the program says it takes place in 1975 in a Broadway theater.
Right.
So to me, having lived there and been there at that time, there are certain physical expectations, and although the actress who played Sheila absolutely nailed the character as far as I was concerned, I kept being knocked out of my suspension of disbelief by the body type. And this was a character, it was said, she was a working Broadway dancer, an experienced Broadway dancer who got cast frequently, and it just kept not working for me.
On the positive, and you did mention, I thought there were a lot of good performances. I felt Alexa Capeda, who played Morales, really, she had a solo in both acts, and I thought she was the standout performer of the entire production. There were a number of very other enjoyable performers, I thought. As Cassie, Daria DeGaetano, she was okay, but, you know, that's the big hot dancer role, and I thought she was just okay in that role.
I thought she did a nice job. I thought the choreography during that big dance number was just really freaking boring.
I felt like the choreography for that dance, at least, was dumbed down and repetitive, and I don't know, of course, I don't know if that was because she couldn't handle more complicated choreography or not, but again, for Cassie, for that particular role, she's supposed to be spectacular, knock your socks off dancer.
I don't really care for a chorus line. And I know when it came out as revolutionary, oh man, this is what it's really like for the dancers. But I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. I had, you know, some of the problems that we've all already talked about. But overall, I did enjoy it. I think it's worth saying.
I did absolutely enjoy the experience of being there and had a great time and enjoyed seeing a show that I love that you don't get to see performed very often. But I did have other areas of disappointment. The recorded music as opposed to a live band.
Right.
I mean, they probably couldn't have wedged a live band in there, but it's just a disappointment. My favorite performance was Stephen Rada as Paul. I thought he was just fantastic. I was also very impressed by Alexander Sapp's performance as Zach. Really powerful, really controlling.
Those are the two performers that I think stood out the most to me as well.
See, I thought the guy who played Paul, I kept waiting for that scene to grab me. I mean, as a gay man myself who has been through some of his experiences, I wanted to relate to him, and I just felt like he did a nice job, but he never really grabbed me emotionally.
He grabbed me. Me too.
Also with Alexander, in this, he's playing against kind of the typing role. Normally, he's very charismatic. You know, he's this real jerk of a director who's pulling and pushing these people around, and I thought he did a great job with that.
So overall, I think even though we all seem to express some faults with the production, we thought basically it was pretty enjoyable.
Agreed.
Yeah, had a great time.
All right.
Yeah.
We've been talking about A Chorus Line, which is playing at Richmond Triangle Players through July 24th and is selling very well. So if you want to see it, get your ticket soon. We're going to move downtown now to Virginia Rep for West Side Story, which will be playing at Virginia Rep through July 29th. As most people probably know by now, this is the story of Romeo and Juliet that's set in 50s New York, where two rival gangs, the Jets and the Sharks, replace the conflicted families from the Shakespeare version. Rich, what'd you think?
I thought it was absolutely fantastic. The best dancing I've probably seen in Richmond.
Artistic director Nathaniel Shaw, who's now in his second season, his roots are in dance, and I think it showed in this show, even though most of the choreography is Jerome Robbins' choreography. He managed to stage the entire show brilliantly. The dancing is spectacular. I call it the theatrical dance event of the season. Nathaniel Shaw did do some of the numbers like America and Officer Krupke and I Feel Pretty, which had a lot of very clever staging and were a lot of fun. I thought the show was overall great. I thought the voices were very strong. Justin Luciano as Tony, I didn't really think he was much of a gang. He wasn't very threatening, but his voice was spectacular. I thought Brittany Santos as Maria was also, she sang beautifully. I didn't think she was as effective until the second act when she kind of got into her own as Maria.
I think that my favorite character actor in this production was Eddie Maldonado as Bernardo. He's such a good dancer and he has such a beautiful voice and I was really impressed with him. I agree with what you have to say about Brittany Santos. I think she has a beautiful voice, but she didn't really maybe hit her stride as Maria until the second act. I thought Justin Luciano was great as Tony, but for me, I don't think that he and Corey Masello, who played Riff, developed that connectedness or relationship that I need to feel between them.
I agree with most of the things you guys have said. Just on a technical level, seeing that done here in Richmond, I mean, the dancing, they're flying all over that stage. It's
Broadway caliber.
Anthony Smith's music direction with that live band. Man, hearing that score.
It's a challenging
live
score. It's Bernstein. Yeah. It's challenging.
It's incredible.
And it was precise.
Yeah.
The only thing that was a little weird, there were occasionally people standing, the adults, I'll call them, were standing in the wings, kind of. You could see them just quietly standing there, the school teacher and the store owner. Mm-hmm. And somebody told me that that was supposed to, had to do something with these were the white establishment kind of looking down or observing these young people, which I thought, that didn't work for me, and it didn't add anything to the show, but it was just a little thing that Nathaniel wanted to throw in, I guess.
Not that they planned it, staging it as news broke about border and the separation from families and all this stuff, while immigration and crossing the border has been a theme for the past year and a half. I don't think they planned it to have West Side Story as this was happening.
Right.
But, you know, it kind of emphasizes the borders aren't just ones that are erected, they're borders between groups of people that you put up socially. I think for me, one of the reasons I just love West Side Story is it's about what it is to be an American at some level. You know, it's about our loves, but also our prejudice and how that all comes together. To see that right now is incredibly affecting.
But overall, I think we can say this is a spectacular production. The staging is amazing, is wonderful. The cast is very strong. Highly recommended.
Yes.
Definitely. And I recommend seeing it from the balcony if you can.
Actually, I did notice I went up to the balcony where they have new seats.
Mm-hmm.
And the set looked more interesting up there. It had more of the forced perspective from the... We were down pretty close to the front and it just looked like some walls and fire escapes. Mm-hmm. So I think it is effective.
It looks really, really cool from the balcony.
So we have been talking about West Side Story, which is playing at Virginia Rep through July 29th. And that'll do it for this week's Curtain Call. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
Susie Hobbinstock from the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
I'm Claire Boswell from Style Weekly.
Well, we want to thank Open Source RVA for hosting us on WRAR, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with more reviews.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.